as opposed to right now, you are in fact repelling people away from you. It starts with these basic intentions, powerful intentions, intentions that make all the difference. Remember the training balance scale. 90% of success is your thoughts. Only 10% is the action. The thought process that I'm describing this weekend is still 90% of your success. Without the proper beliefs, without the proper intention, your success ratio just won't happen. Your likelihood of success just goes down dramatically. There's one other basic intention that you have to have. And that is, many of you think you're trying to save people. Many of you are very well-meaning, and you think that you can save somebody. You can help them. You can take this person whose situation is desperate. Their house is foreclosed on, they lost their job, things are tough, and you really want to help. And you think Jin can help you, Jin can help you, and I can help you, and I want to help you because you want to save the downtrodden. That's noble, but it's not going to help you build your business. The Global Information Network is not designed for people who are downtrodden. The Global Information Network is an organization that helps the able become more able. It helps the already capable to become more capable. It isn't for the poor. It isn't for the desperate. That's not what our club is about. And when you're out there trying to sign someone into Jin who is desperate, who is flat broke and poor and lost their job and house foreclosed on, it's a noble cause, but at the end of the day, the amount of time and effort you're going to be putting into that person's going to be draining you. And what happens is, remember, your income is the average of your five best friends. You sign up as affiliates, five of those people, and spend all your time with them, guess what? You're going to become just like them. They're going to overwhelm you with their negativity. They're at that place because of their own thinking. And there's nothing wrong with getting somebody in, but the fact of the matter is that person is where he is because of his thinking. And he's way, way over here. He has to listen to a lot of audios, read a lot of books, go to a lot of functions before he gets anywhere close to ground zero. There's an excellent chance he has a long way to go. I would encourage you to love those people, and out of your abundance, when you build your business, do what you can, if that's what your mission is. You know, when I was in business years ago in Chicago, I had a place downtown Chicago. And right behind me, on the street behind me, was a homeless shelter. And it was a place where people would spend the night, or sometimes a week, or two, or three, or four. And it was to help people out that basically had hit rock bottom. And I used to see some of these guys hanging around and so forth. In Chicago, in the wintertime, it can be pretty cold. And one winter, I saw some of these guys walking around, and they didn't have heavy coats on, and it was freezing. I didn't try to recruit them into my network marketing program. I went out and I bought everybody a winter coat, a hat, a scarf, a sweater, and some gloves, and some warm shoes. And I delivered them to there and said, here you go, this is for everybody here. That's how I helped them.